from Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. reports its first case of the Ebola virus, and Hong Kong's chief executive calls for immediate end to protests. I'm Joe Palca, reporting from Washington. A patient being treated at a hospital in the southern U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, has tested positive for Ebola. This is Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of the Center for Disease Control.
This individual left Liberia on the 19th of September, arrived in the U.S. on the 20th of September, had no symptoms when departing Liberia or entering this country, but 4 or 5 days later, around the 24th of September, began to develop symptoms. On the 26th of September, initially sought care, and Sunday, the 28th of September, was admitted to a hospital in Texas and placed on isolation.
The CDC says 12 other people in the U.S. have been tested for Ebola since July 27th. All those tests came back negative. Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong are expected to swell on Wednesday, China's National Day, as demonstrators remain defiant of government orders for the civil disobedience to end. Tens of thousands of protesters camped out in at least three parts of Hong Kong on Tuesday, maintaining their demands for greater democratic reforms and for Hong Kong chief executive Leung Chun-ying to resign. British Prime Minister David Cameron expressed his concern about the former British colony.
When we reached the agreement with China, there were details of that agreement about the importance of giving the Hong Kong people a democratic future within this two systems approach that we were setting out with the Chinese.
This is VOA News. Kurdish fighters in Iraq launched a series of attacks against Islamic State positions on Tuesday, bolstered by coalition airstrikes and Iraqi military support. The offensive follows a successful campaign a day earlier to recapture towns in Diyala province from the militants. In Syria, Kurdish militiamen continued to defend the border town of Kobane on the Turkish border. Turkey reinforced its side of the frontier on Monday with the Turkish parliament voting on whether to authorize military action against the Islamic State on Thursday. The Associated Press reports that the warring factions in South Sudan have agreed on a federal system of government for the country. Some details are yet to be worked out. The agreement was announced today by mediators seeking a solution to the political crisis in South Sudan. The United States will keep thousands of troops in Afghanistan for another decade under a deal signed Tuesday, the first major public decision by the country's new president, Ashraf Ghani. The long-delayed bilateral security agreement will allow nearly 10,000 U.S. military and civilian personnel and another 2,000 NATO forces to stay after the original December 31st deadline for the international troops to exit. The pact allows the foreign coalition to continue training Afghan security forces and target al-Qaeda operations in the country. At the signing, Mr. Ghani said the deal was needed for stability in the country and around the globe. The director of the U.S. Secret Service is testifying before a U.S. House committee today about a major security breach at the White House earlier this month. Julia Pearson faced tough questions about how 42-year-old U.S. military veteran was apprehended inside the White House and why her service failed their mission. VOA's Cindy Sain reports from Capitol Hill.
U.S. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson promised a comprehensive investigation into failures that allowed the intruder to jump a fence, cross the grounds, and enter the White House, and said she would take action if needed.
It's clear that our security plan was not properly executed. This is unacceptable, and I take full responsibility, and I will make sure that it does not happen again.
Her response was not good enough for Democrat Stephen Lynch.
And I wish to God you protected the White House like you're protecting your reputation here today. I wish you spent that time and that effort to protect the American President.
Lynch said he has serious questions about Pearson's leadership and that he fears for the safety of the president and the First Family. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
The European Union will keep sanctions in place against Russia in spite of the tenuous ceasefire between Russia-backed separatists and Ukrainian forces. An EU spokeswoman in Brussels today acknowledged the encouraging developments but said not enough has been done to justify lifting the sanctions. This is Joe Palca reporting from the VOA News Center in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.